Karabo said, good vach, hope all is good. Today's daf is Kedushin daf Mem Aleph. Big schus to start the second parak here on Erev Yom Kippur. Just to lead with something that we mentioned at the end of yesterday's daf when we were zochah to finish the first parak. I think it's the longest parak in Shas. I'm not sure. Definitely one of the longest. We said at the end of yesterday, statement of Rav Amnuna. He said, "Ein tchilas dino shel adam ela al divrei Torah." The beginning of a person's judgment, right, is for divrei Torah. So Baruch Hashem, those who are learning the daf Yomi, I think we hit the halfway point was a couple of days ago, and sometimes in the middle of the last week, the halfway point in the daf Yomi cycle. So Mitzvah Hashem, everybody learning the daf Yomi, whether you start at the beginning, is your first cycle, fourth cycle, whatever it is, Baruch Hashem or Zocha, to learn the daf Yomi, and we should have our Torah. The Tchilas Din, the beginning of our judgment, should be good for next year. We're wishing everybody a Gemar Chasima Tova. At least want to do it at the beginning of this year so that everybody hears it. And let's get into the second parak. Second parak of Kiddushin, something that is learned in depth in many, many yeshivas. We're obviously not going to do that right now. But people spend many, many weeks on this first daf and first couple of dapim. We're going to go through it. Again, standard daf yomi type limud. The concept of shlichus, the weather part we've mentioned already in the Masechta and other places, where the person can be osa shliach, a person can designate someone else to do something for him. So that's the mission starts off. Aish mekadesh bo uvishlucho. A person, right, a man can be mekadesh a woman. Either he can do it or his shliach can do it. Ha'ishim is kadesh bo v'shlucha. Same thing goes for a woman. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito kashi nara. A father can be mekadesh his daughter who is a nara. Nara not katana. The Gemara will pick up on that. But a father can be mekadesh his daughter. Bo v'shlucho. Sure enough, he can do it and his shliach can do it as well. We are not going to be ma'amidon. If you remember the beginning of the Masechta, right? If we took a couple of blot to kind of figure out exactly the language, this Aish, Aisha, Mekadesh, right? All the little nuances in language. We're not going to do that right now. The Gemara just goes straight to the sugya at hand and says, Hashta bo b'shlucho Mekadesh bo mibaya. Right, it says if you're going to be able to mekadesh yourself, but the woman with a shliach, right? If the Mishnah would have just said you can do kiddushin with a shliach, right? Bomi baya, you don't need to tell me that the guy can do a shlichus, right? The shlichus comes from, again, whether, not getting into where shlichus comes from, whatever it is, whatever it is, I don't want to, kind of, that's going to jump us into a rabbit hole that we don't need to get into, but however shlichus works, right? Obviously, somehow it comes from, it's an agency, it's from the guy or the woman doing the mitzvah, for example, at hand, right? With kiddushin, right? The guy is doing the kiddushin, he's giving the woman, he's obviously the creator of the shlichus. So if the Mishnah would have just said that you can make a shliach, obviously you would have known automatically that the guy can do it himself, right? It doesn't get off the ground, right? If I can't do something, if I can't make someone a shliach to, I don't know, let's say something I can't do. What can't I do? I can't sprinkle blood on the mizbeach. So I can't make you a shliach to sprinkle blood on the mizbeach. Right, so obviously, if I can make a shliach, so bo mi bo, you don't need to tell me that I can do the mitzvah. So I'm Rav Yosef. No, the concept is mitzvah bo yoser mimishlucho. That it's a mitzvah to do something yourself, but more than it is for you to send it someone else to do it. Says Rashi, very interesting lashon that the Achronim talk about. The chi asi gufo b'mitzos mekabos schar tvei. Person does the mitzvah himself, he gets more schar. Yeah, it sounds like just a sad mashmas from Rashi that the mitzvah is the same, just you get more reward for the mitzvah. Okay, whatever Rashi's trying to get at. Right, there's more schar. It's better to do the mitzvah yourself. Just one other inyan, is it a mitzvah to get married? Right, so that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh and others. Is it a mitzvah? Obviously, pruvu, right? But is it a mitzvah to get married? Okay, that's a gasha. That's a whole inyan. We're obviously not going to do that right now. So, Abzara says, "Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo Yosef b'mishlucho is better." Right? So, the mission is trying to say that you should do the mitzvah, but if you're not going to, so you can send the shliach. Kihadar of Safra Macher Chreisha, because Rav Safra before Shabbos used to singe. She used to start the fire or burn the head of whatever animal they were eating. Rava Malach Shibuta, Rava used to salt the fish that they were eating. For Shabbos, right, they would, for Indian covered Shabbos and Arab Shabbos, right, they would, the Rabbanim would take a moment or two or six out of their learning, right, to prep for Shabbos. So, Igud Amri, some people say that Baha Isur Nami Isbe. One second, there's Igud Amri, another way to understand this answer, meaning why would the Mishnah say that you should do the mitzvah of getting married as opposed to your shliach. Right? Why would he even mention that if you're telling me that you could do it through a shliach? So it could be that there's an iser involved. What's the iser? Right? And therefore you should do it as opposed to shliach. What's the iser? Kedir of Yudah Marav. Damar of Yudah Marav. Aser le'odem shikadish sa'isha achirena. It's aser for a person to be mekadish a woman until he sees her. Shema yirabah davar meguna. Because if it's got no love, maybe he'll see something weird. And he'll be weirded out. And he'll, it literally means disgusted, but he's not interested. Right? It's a mitzvah to see the wife, see the woman before you get married. And the Torah says, you should have after Recha Kamocha. Fascinating where the Gemara applies that, right? After Recha Kamocha, you have that over here. You have that by Barlo Misa Yafa, that when you're killing somebody, you should choose a clean death for them. Very interesting. We kind of sing Uncle Moshe, after the Recha Kamocha, but that's, Gemara has very interesting applications of that. All right, either way, you should definitely see the woman before you get married. And then, Itzma, to Rav Yosef, when Rav Yosef said, Mitzvah bo Yosef Mishalucho, Itma, Aseifa Itmar. That was going on the Isha. That the Isha, why is the same as Kadesh as Ba Uvishlucha? Right? That's what it says. Haisha Miskadesh is Ba Uvishlucha. Why does it say she can get married and her through a Shlech as well? Hasha Bishlucha Mikadesha Ba Mibaya. Right? If she can appoint a Shlech, obviously she can do it herself. You don't need to tell me that she can do it herself. So that's what Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef Mitzvah Ba Yosef Mishlucha. That the Mitzvah is through her. Right, more than through her shliach, better for her to do it herself. Ki other of Safra, Malchich Reisha, Rav Malach Shibuta, right? And we said like the Rabbanim over there used to prep for Shabbos. Interesting to note that the Gemara doesn't point out, right? Is there a mitzvah again for a woman to get married, right? For the man to get married, right? With the mitzvah of man has a mitzvah pru revu. Woman does not necessarily have a mitzvah pru revu. I think there's a shita that says that she does, but either a woman doesn't have a mitzvah per revu. Is it a mitzvah for her to get married? Okay, so that's very interesting. Also, is there a mitzvah kavod Shabbos? Right, the examples that the Gemara gives are fascinating mitzvahs. Right, there's kavod Shabbos and there's getting married. And when we say mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho, okay, right, again, these the Rishonim deal with this stuff. So the Gemara says basically that that's what Rav Yosef meant. He was going on the Seifa. According to this understanding, Rav Yosef was going on the Seifa. Didn't we say before, right, there's an Isser. Right, what do you mean, is an Isser to get married without seeing the spouse? The Gemara says, Bisura lespa, but from the woman's point of view, there is no Isser. Because the Reish Lakish, Tamar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Tav the Meitav Tandu, Me the Meitav Armalo. It is better, right, that for a woman to be married than not married. Women, as perhaps is, been borne out by history, are more willing to get married than men are. They're more willing to compromise on the man's looks, whereas opposed to the woman's looks for the man is something like perhaps more that might be more makpid on, right? That and then that's what Rashi fascinatingly points out. Fascinating Rashi says a mashal who dishanashim omros al baal koldehu, right? It's a mashal that women used to say on a baal koldehu. Koldehu is like a little bit, like a husband that's like meh, like a lousy husband. They would say, Tov the Shevesim Shnegufim Yeshevis Almana. It's better to be married than to be an Almana. So it's kind of a funny phrase. Basically what it means is that a woman is not as makbid on the looks of the husband. Therefore, it is okay necessarily. There's no Isser for her. Again, I don't know if it'd be Usser, but there's no problem for her to get married without first seeing the husband. Hayish Mekadesh Bitok Kishi Nara. And then we said the third case in the Mishnah, right, was that the father can be Mekadesh his daughter when she is a Nara. So the Gemara says, fascinating, picks up on that. Like she Nara ink she Ketana lo. Right, that's only when she's a Nara. Nara is 12 to 12 and a half, not when she's a Ketana. We know that that actually does work, right? That obviously a father can marry off his daughter when she's a Ketana. So Mesaye Leila Rav. This is a proof for Rav. Dam Rav Yudam Rav, Vitema Rabbi Lazar. And some people say it's Rabbi Lazar. Aser the Adam Shikai Shisbiduk Shitana Shiktana. It doesn't mean it's aser, but it means it's not nice. It's not good to marry off your daughter. I mean, it works, right? It's not aser in the sense that it doesn't work. Father can marry off his daughter when she's Ketana. But Rabbi Lazar or Rav said, it's also for a person to be Mekadesh Bitok when she's a Ketana until she potentially becomes a Gedola. But Tomer Ploni Ani Rotza, and then she should have some sort of say, right, in the matter. There is a fascinating Tosos over here. Asim La'adam Shekadesh Bitok Shekatana. Tosos says, 1 second, didn't you just tell me 2 seconds ago that women don't care who they marry? Right, didn't you just tell me 2 seconds ago, right? Tav L'meitav Tandu L'meitav Armelo. Right, now you're telling me that you shouldn't marry off your daughter when she's a Ketana because she's would prefer to choose. Well, you told me 2 seconds ago that she doesn't prefer to choose, or she doesn't care. So, which is it? So, Tosas has a split between a Gedola and a Ketana. She's a Gedola right? We just would like to be married already, but a katana, you know, perhaps she would regret that she made, not the choices that she made, but that she was forced into it, and then later on she would want to get out of it. Okay. But then he says something fascinating. He says, V'achshav, right, smack in the middle of that Tosfos, he's rejecting it out. She'anu no'agim l'kadesh b'noseinu afilu katanos. Right, back in the day, in Tosfos' time, they were no'ag to marry off the daughters when they were katanos. Hainu mishum she'bekol yom v'yom ha'golos misgaber aleinu. It's because the golos is getting worse and worse and worse. Right, they lived in the time of the Crusades, or thereabouts. V'myesh sipek b'yad adam achshav l'aseis v'labito nedunya. And if a father had an adunya, had an ability to give his daughter a dowry at that point, right, Shema Lacharzman lo yesipek biado. Nowadays, right, we're Baruch Hashem. We live in such amazing times. There's no chashash. If you have a rich guy, right, there's no concern. Not that there's no concern. Obviously, Kosh Baruch Hu makes people rich and poor, and fortunes turn, and the market and whatever. But it wasn't to the point where you could lose literally everything. Back then, you could have lost everything in a pogrom. You could lose everything. Right, they and the Crusades come through town and you lose everything. So they chop their iron. If a guy had, I don't know, a couple $100 or a couple, you know, a field and a horse and whatever to give his daughters in the dunya, so they had to give it. They had to give it right away. Because if he didn't, his wife, his daughter would be an aguna. She'd never know have who to marry. Right? They had, again, it's just such a powerful contrast to how we live our life. Like, we don't think about, obviously our fortunes change up and down, better or worse. People become more wealthy, less wealthy. But Baruch Hashem, you know, 99% of us don't worry about losing literally everything overnight to the point where you're marrying their daughters off. Right, before they lose whatever money they have collected. This is a fascinating historical insight, and the fact that we don't have that nowadays, we have to be moved to the Kosh Baruch Hu. Right, certainly before Yom Kippur, right, all the Tova that it gives us, even the ones that we don't even realize, right, things we take for granted, right, we have to be moved to the Kosh Baruch Hu, that we're living in these kind of times. Okay. That's enough for Yom Kippur talk. Viter in the Heilige Shas. Shlichus minolin. How do you know that Shlichus works? How do you know that you can appoint a Shliach to do something? So this is going to go on for a bit. Obviously, we're going to not see all of it today. We can go on to the later Dapim. Tanya, we're going to have a bunch of examples from a bunch of different places in Halacha, in the Torah, and we're going to try and figure out why we can't learn one from the next. It says the Tanya v'sholach melamed shehu osa shliach. Now, what is that talking about? That doesn't really say the word v'sholach. If you look to the right by the Torah, or so it says, the pasuk says, "Ki yikach ish yishu bala v'imlo simsachem b'inah ki matza ba'ervas davar." If a person gets married, not interested in his wife, wants to get rid of her, there's some sort of ervas davar, some sort of problem, whatever. Cause of loss, save for krisus, but not nasan biyada. Right, he writes a get, gives it to her b'shilcha mi beso, and he sends her away, right, from his house. That's the Gemara says over here. V'shalach doesn't really say v'shalach; it says v'shilcha. The fact that it says v'shalach mi beso, right, that he sends her away. Right, Rashi says velokasiv girsha, and doesn't say he divorces her. From the fact that they chose the word shalach instead of the word giresh, right? That malamishu osa shliach. That teaches me they can make a shliach. Why? Well, then when it says v'shilcha, that he sends her, what does that mean? Meaning instead of saying v'shalach, it says v'shilcha. That's malamishu he osa shliach. That she can make a shliach. V'shalach v'shilcha. When it says it again, what that means is later on, which is not quoted here in the Torah, or but two psukim later, where the pasuk says that, let's say she gets married, gets divorced a second time. So it says v'shulcha again. Malamet shashliach osa shliach. That teaches me that a shliach even can make a shliach. Okay. So ashkham b'gerishin. So those psukim are by gerishin. B'kiddushin minolin. How do you know it works by kiddushin, by getting married? V'kiddema and if you'll tell me v'nelef megerishin. If you tell me you can learn from gerishin, mali gerishin, that doesn't work. Why? Shken yeshna b'akorcha. Because gerishin is against her will. Meaning that, so how do you know that applies to kiddushin, which she has to have, right? Requisite das. She has to agree. And how do you know that? That also, you can also have shlichus in that case. I'm recalling pasuk says v'asavaisa, right? Xeris kazer we saw before, hekesh we saw before. Makesh havai leitzia, my etzia mishav shliach, af havai nam mishav shliach. Just by it works by gerushin, it also works by kiddushin. I v'elo haditan. But what about the following mishnah? Omer l'shlucho tsei v'trum. Right, a person says by truma, says to a shliach, go and take truma for me. Tarim kedaz balavais. He has to take as much. Right, as the Baal Bais wants. We know there are different levels of truma, right? I mean, the Raisa, right? Chita achas poter is sakri, that one little chita, one little grain is poter the entire pile. But this 40% is a good measure, 50% is bainim, this is the middle, 60%. No. What am I doing? What am I doing wrong? Not 40%. 1/40th is good, is a good amount. One fiftieth is Beinoni, and 1/60th is a miserly amount. Okay, but the shliach has to basically give how much the Baal Bais wanted. If he can't, if he doesn't know, you can't ask him. So then turn Beinonis, right? Echad mechamishim, he has to give 1/50th, right? The middle road. Picha is asara or hosif asara. If he did 1/40th. Or 1/60th, so then truma with truma, so then that works. I mean, no one. So how do you know that that works? How do you know that you can make a shliach by truma? If you tell me you learn it from gerushin, well, gerushin is not kadosh. Truma has a certain kedusha to it. Right? Gerushin is between is a chulin, is a regular occurrence between regular Jews. So makrov pasuk says therefore atem gam atem. Pasuk says atem gam atem. Pasuk says simply kin tarimu gam atem trumas Hashem. Right, you can take the truma of Hashem, gam atem. Right, the Gemara calls this drasha atem gam atem, meaning it could have said atem, could have said kid harimu atem. Why don't you take truma? But since it says gam atem, right, also you. So that's the rabbis is a shliach that includes that the shliach works by truma. So v'nichtov rachmana b'truma v'nisnu hanach. So why don't we learn all of shlichus from truma? Because you could ask shekin yeshna b'machshava, because you could do truma b'machshava, right? Machlokas what this means exactly, but Rashi says that you could assume, you could say that you could just think, I want this to be truma, and that works. Okay, good. Finds v'haditnan. Okay, so that means that's why you can't learn it from Truma. So we have different psukim. We have pasuk by Gerushin. We have a hekesh to kedushin, and we also learn it out. Right? We have a concept from a pasuk from Truma. For the time, what about the following concept? The chabura avad pizcha. If a chabura lost its korban pesach, we know that korban pesach, Mary Bana Beis Hamikdash, we'll all bring the korban pesach this year, and we have to have everybody has to be on the list. Right? You have to be on the list to bring the korban pesach. That's how it works, right? Everybody has to be signed up. Let's say there's a chabura, there's a group, there's a chevra who lose their animal, right? Finds out what's happening, guy hears them whispering, runs, animal runs away. So what happens? So v'amru le'echad sevu bikesh v'shachad oleinu. Guys, they say to one of the guys in the group, you go find an animal, shach for us. V'halachu matzav v'shachad. Sure enough, he did that. Okay, grabs another animal from the shuk. V'hein, and they didn't hear from this guy for a while, they didn't call or whatever. Lakhu v'shachtu. And they also, they got nervous, time was coming, he didn't come back. They also grabbed their own korban pesach and they shechted. So mishalo neshchar rishon, if this guy was shechted first, hu ochal mishalo v'hem ochlem v'shosim imo. That works, meaning that he can eat from that animal and they can eat with him. That works. They sent this guy out to shecht for them. So minolan, how do you know that that works? If you tell me that, look, we can learn it from, let's say, truma or gerushin and kiddushin. One second, that's all of those stuff. Even though truma is holy, or certainly kiddushin and gerushin, but even though truma is holy, kachim has a certain extra holiness, right, above and beyond regular truma. So they're all considered chol to the kachim. So that, how do you know that you can make a shliach by korban pesach? So nafkalei mirabbi shua ben korcha. We learned that from the following. Damar b'shua ben korcha. Menayin the sheshluchu shaladim kamoso. How do you know that a shliach of a person is like the person himself? Shnemar zbazgez v'shachatu ozo kol gahal adas yisrael ben arbaim. That everybody, right, the korban pesach, shechts the korban pesach, right, in the afternoon. Kol gahal kulo shochten. Not everybody's shechting. You don't get all the guy, everybody shechting the Beis HaMikdash. Alo and a shochet el echad, right? Only one guy from the chabura takes the animal to the Beis HaMikdash, right? And they shecht it. So Allah mikan sheshluch l'shadim kamo. So apparently we see that the shliach of a person, right, is like that person himself, because the Pasuk says kol ha'kal adas Yisrael, that all of the Jews are shechting, even though they're not really. So the Gemara says, okay, one second. Nichtov rachman b'kachim v'nis nihanach v'nigmaru minei. So why don't we learn the concept of the shlichos by kachim? So the Gemara says, "Mishum dikah lemifrach," because you could have asked, "Malak kachim shekein rov maseim alidei shliach." Well, kachim is always done through a shliach, right? That way, you bring an animal, you bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. What are you doing? Nothing. You're giving the animal to the animal. Well, you're doing something. You're doing smicha, okay? But most of the avoda is through a korban, through a kohen, right? When you bring a korban, so most of it is through a shliach. So you can't learn it all from kachim. So the Gemara says, "Chada mechada lo asya." Right? Well, you can't learn one from each other, right? Because we just pointed out why you can't learn kiddushin and gerushin from truma. You can't learn truma from and you can't learn from kachim. It doesn't, you know, all it doesn't work. So tesi chada mitarti. So why don't we learn one from both from two others? So Gemara says, "Hi tesi, which two, right, should we learn it from?" Lo nechta rachmana b'kachim tesi mehanach. If you tell me that we shouldn't write the concept of shlichus by kachim, and you can learn it from gerushin, kiddushin, and and truma alhanach shekinishin and chol zakachim. Well, we just pointed out that those are considered to be chol; they're considered to be unholy, quote unquote, compared to kachim. So lo nechta rachmana begerishin v'teizim alhanach. If you say leave it out by gerishin, and we'll learn it from truma and kachim. So alhanach shekinishin b'machshava. Well, those truma and kachim, right, can be done by machshava. By kachim, you can think and designate an animal as a korban. By truma, we mentioned, but you can think, according to Rashi, right? You can think that this is the truma I'm separating, and that's it. So I'll look the rachmana, but truma v'tez mihanach. Okay, so let's leave out this, the makar by truma, and we'll learn it from gerishin / kiddushin and kachim. So Gemara says, achinami, ain't achinami. You're right. We can. Okay, so Gemara says, Ela atem gam atem lamali. So what do you mean? Well, you just brought a pasuk at the top of the daf, right? The pasuk of atem tells me that you can do a shliach for truma, it's based on the pasuk. So if you could learn it out from gerishin and kachim, so what do you need the pasuk for? So Rashi teaches me, Rabbi Yanai says, gamatem. What does that teach me? Ma atem bnei bris, av shluchachem bnei bris. That a shliach has to be a bnei bris, has to be a Jew, has to be a yid. Right? Lama halama likra. The Gemara says, one second, what do you need a pasuk to tell me that? You learn it out from here. As Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein ha'eved nasa shliach l'kal will get miad by Elah shal isha." When an eved doesn't work to be a shliach to get a get, fish ain't a b'torah is getting a kiddushin because he's not shayach to get a kiddushin. So you see that already. We already see that the guy has to be the shliach has to be shayach to the realm of halacha that he's dealing with. So Gemara says, "No, it's true. You still need to tell me that you have to be a Jew to be a shliach. Why? Sakhdeh de chamina, you might have felt to say, eved delav bar heterehu, klal. Right, an eved is not shayach, right? It's not shayach to that whatsoever. Ava oviku chavim, but a goy, hol v'isi b'truma, a goy could theoretically bring his own truma, right? The tzanan has been learned in a mishnah, ha oviku chavim v'akuti, shetormu trumas and truma. If a goy and a kuti have land in Eretz Yisrael, right, and they take truma, so that has halachos of truma. So ema shliach nami, Ovid, so you might have felt that maybe he can be a shliach because he is shayach. If he decides to give truma, that we have to treat that produce with all the halachas of truma. So kamash malas, therefore, you have to teach me that a goy cannot be a shliach, right? In this case, Rabbi Shimon the potter, but according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that in that case, right, that we don't say that that's truma, that a goy who separates truma was not considered to be truma. That's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, trumas ever gacham midamas, that the truma of a goy, if it gets lost in other regular produce, it turns it into a suffix truma. That's the phrase midamas. If you ever learn those Mishnahs and truma, that's a phrase, that's what midamas means, it's a suffix truma. So, meaning, evichayev an alea chomesh, and you be chayev for a chomesh if you eat it, meaning we apply all the regular halachos of truma, that chomesh means that someone who's a non-coin eats a bishogeg, he has to pay back a chomesh. He has to pay back the principal plus one-fifth, which is really one-fourth. Okay. And here's the key line of Rabbi Shimon Poter. The Rabbi Shimon says, we don't treat a goy's truma like truma, and therefore you don't need a pasuk to tell me that a goy is, that a Jew has to be a shlich for truma, because obviously a goy is not shaykh to truma whatsoever. So what does he do with that pasuk? Istrich sautach. Istrich. No, he needs it. Sakhudat de chamina, because you might have thought to say, ho ve'omar mar, atem velo arisen, atem velo shutven, atem velo apotropos, atem velo atorim es shenu shalo, because we darshan out that atem, you, have to give truma from your field, and not either an oris, who's a sharecropper, or a shutaf, who's a partner. Partners have to give, can't give on their own, they have to give with the agreement of other people. Atem velo apotropos, apotropos is someone who's in charge of an estate. He can't give truma. Atorim shenu shalo, or someone else, someone who doesn't own this stuff can't give truma. I can't give truma for you, I can't just take off truma for you, whatever. So you might have thought, Ema, you might have thought, atem velo shluchachem. You might have thought that we also darshan that you have to take shuma and not your shliach, nami. So therefore, kamash malan. Therefore, it teaches me that a shliach does in fact work. That's what Rabbi Shimon used that pasuk for. Okay, we're going to invite you on the Halakha Shas tomorrow. I'm not sure if I'll be zocha to give a shir on Erev Yom Kippur. We'll see. I don't know. Obviously, pretty busy. But if not, it's a shem on Motzei Yom Kippur. We'll give a shir in Bezus Hashem. Everyone have a Gemar Chasim Mitzvah and a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.